I've been brought up in the church most of my life of various kinds. But I was alarmed to find when I was studying the Bible several years ago that the church we're a part of today is hugely different from the church of the Bible in almost every respect. If you read the book of Acts, you'll see that today's Christianity is virtually unrecognizable from that founded by Jesus and the apostles. We have invented for ourselves a safe, comfortable, convenient Christianity. And while the world goes to hell all around us, and 30,000 children die of starvation every day, we sit in our comfortable little boxes and sing our songs about how much we love Jesus and long to be like Him. But Jesus' words are still the same today as they've ever been. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say?
We have maintained the silence, closely resembling stupidity. And we have let compromise blind us in a safe and secure mediocrity.
Isn't it true that in recent years we've become little more than a happiness club, dispensing warmth and entertainment far more than righteousness and truth? Jesus said to the last church in Revelation, the Laodicean church, "Because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing." Jesus said to the religious people of his day, "This people draw nigh to me with their mouth and honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." As always, God is searching today for a people who will represent Him, who will seek Him with all their strength, and who will love Him with all their heart, all their mind, and all their soul. And if He cannot find such a people, then nothing will ever change. The question I would ask you tonight is this: are you going to be part of the solution or part of the problem? It's no longer possible to have it both ways.
Silence closely resembling stupidity, and we have that compromise blind us in a safe and secure means.